Speaking of weird lives.
Oh, look who's on the phone.
Gizmo.
It's funny.
Gizmo.
Because Gizmo's a good dude.
Gizmo. Gizmo.
But it's disheartening when you see him doing things on social media that are way cooler than me. You know, good morning, Gizmo.
What's up, ladies?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Gizmo. How's Bumble going?
It's going pretty good. You know, it's kind of like the slow season now.
Yeah.
The beginning of fall was... Because, like, the beginning of fall, you know, they're always... They call it, like, it's...
The cuffing season.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so the beginning of fall, it picks up, and then towards the end of the fall, it kind of slows down a little bit.
The cuffing season is when you pick somebody up to keep you warm. That's what it is. So what are you going to say, Scott?
So what's going on in your life? What's happening right now? What's big? What's not?
Not a whole lot. I was sick this past weekend, so I didn't get to go out and do anything. I got strep throat, so I must have made out with somebody that had that. But, that was this weekend. But
you probably don't remember which girl you made out with or person you made out with would have given it to you, right? There's no way of knowing.
There's like a list, maybe, but I couldn't tell you who.
Yeah, would you say is it a plethora of makeouts or maybe a veritable cornucopia of makeouts? What is it?
Maybe like a few.
Okay, all right. As in like one.
One or two, yeah.
Okay, is it conscious? Both conscious
or dead?
both were alive.
Are you? Yeah, that's bad. Are you? Let me ask you this before we get into the apps segment. Are you on TikTok?
I'm not. You know, but I heard the app is pretty cool. I'm gonna check it out.
What is TikTok?
TikTok is a video kind of app, and
I want to know more. Okay, because my son wants to go on TikTok, and I won't allow him. But he's like, no, Mom, it's for me and my friends, and there's like four of the friends he hangs out with.
Do you know what Instagram is for pictures?
Yes.
TikTok is for videos.
And they do some videos.
It's almost like Vine.
Yeah, it's kind of like Vine. I believe they're 15-second videos. Look, I'm not on. I don't know.
I see them lip-syncing and stuff.
Put it this way. Kylie Jenner just set a record. 1 billion views on TikTok, whatever that is. Her hashtag, Rise and Shine hashtag, has been viewed 1 billion times. You kidding me? It made 4 million impressions the first day it went up and 1 billion by Sunday. It's crazy. But yeah, so TikTok, it's one of the things all the kids are doing.
Yeah, all the kids, and they're 8 years old, and they are doing it.
So. All right, well, anyway, so that's one of those things, but Gizmo is our app guy.
Seems like they're always coming out with new apps, but I'm not sure how useful some of them are.
Introducing the new app.
It's an app called...
Just heard about a new app.
There's a new app.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that, buddy. Let me just tell you that right now. What's happening? Brought to you by our friends at Mac Edge in the Bolarama Plaza in Portsmouth. You can check them out at MacEdge.com/buzz. All your Verizon stuff. I was in there. They hooked me up last week. Went in, thought I had a problem. Boom. They looked at it and said, no, you're good to go. Help me out. That's what they do. So what do you got this week for us, Gizmo?
Yeah, I got a cool app if you're looking to rent an apartment or a house or a condo. It's cool because, like, a lot of times it's tough. You go on Craigslist, and you look in, and you go to all these places. This is all done through one app. It's called Zumper with a Z.
Okay.
Zumper?
Z. Z-U-M-P-E-R.
Yep. Okay.
And so within this app, you can, narrow it down to what you're looking for, how many bedrooms you want, all that. And then you talk to the landlord through this app. So you're not calling them their personal cell phones or anything like that. And then you fill out all the paperwork throughout this app. You get your credit report through this app. Everything is done through this one app to get an apartment or a condo.
Anytime you could lessen the amount of human interaction nowadays, that seems to be something that's very popular. People just don't want to talk to anybody. It's like they consider it a pain in the ass. But yet, when they go to call a customer service line, like me, they get pissed, like me, if I don't get a human, which is weird. So I can see that being very popular.
Yeah, it's called Zumper. You can check it out. It's kind of like taxis now. Yours Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
You're not calling one anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What else we got?
Another cool app. So with the new iOS 13, Apple is now allowing you or developers to use the front and back camera at the same time. So there's an app called Mixcam. So you can use both the front camera and the back camera at the same time and record video.
Huh.
So it's cool if you want to get someone's like live reaction if they're opening a present. You want to get them opening the present and their face.
So I guess it would be like a like a FaceTime video.
Yeah,
the main
if Tyler's not around for Christmas or whatever, you can be.
Right. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool, right there.
Yeah, it's like a dual. It's so it records like on the top will be like the back camera and the bottom video will be the front camera. It's kind of cool.
All right, that's cool.
It's called a Mix Cam for iOS.
Excellent. Oh. Excellent.
Another cool app is called Gaia GPS Hiking, and it's for hunting. So we've talked about some of the GPS apps in the past where they work offline, and this is one of them. But this is more for hunting or hiking. If you're going out to the White Mountains or something, you're looking for some cool trails. Also does camping, too, like some cool campsites on there and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
It's called Gaia. It's G-A-I-A.
All right.
It's for iOS and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And then another cool app is called SnapShelf. It's so you can scan books or documents, and it automatically converts them into text documents for you so you can edit them. So let's say you printed something out and you lost the original file. You can just scan this file, and it converts it into text for you so you can edit it and reprint it.
So you scan it just with the camera on the phone?
Yep.
Wow.
And it automatically uses the technology of the phone to convert that to text for you.
So they can automatically they can automatically identify the font, and you can make corrections, or is it changing it completely to a whole new document?
Well, it changes the font. It goes to the default font.
All right.
But you can change the text and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Almost impossible.
Yeah. I'm trying to think
about
it.
It's called SnapShelf.
SnapShelf?
Yep. One word.
Okay. All right. I got. Hey, and also, there's something. If you have Instagram, I think most of you have Instagram, except Kelly. They're testing an algorithm now that's going to make it easier for you to decide who to stop following. Basically, you'll find out who you interact with the least and who shows up the fewest time on your feed, shows up the fewest number of times on your feed over a 90-day period based on those numbers.
And those are the people that we should get rid of.
You can just choose to drop them because you have no connection with them. I mean,
I got this app, and I've stopped following everybody.
Everybody, yeah. I will say, though, I mean, if they're following you, why do you care?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just following you. Why do you care if you interact with them? I mean, Instagram isn't really as big about interaction as, say, Facebook was. People, you follow it, and you see videos and pictures, and you like them or you don't. You can comment, but if you don't, doesn't mean you don't like the follow.
There's also an option, too, where you can hide their posts. So if you follow someone and you actually don't really want to follow them, but you don't want them to know, you can hide all their posts from your feed.
I did that with Greg a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter bounced me, by the way.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Nope, you didn't tell us that.
I got bounced. I'm sitting there, hey, I don't, no, Dad, no. I'm like, what? You're an adult now. Why? What's the problem? Blah, 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 blah. That's what I got. Like that kind of answer. Yeah.
Wow.
And so
it's not an explanation.
Yeah. Valerie, too.
Wasn't even a sentence.
Valerie bounced you?
So she took all these cool videos and things and stuff of the roast. I never saw any of them.
I've seen them. They're pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm glad. You probably can see her.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she follows me.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
This is my life right here. All right. Well, anyway, hey, the thing about the seeing who to unfollow, it can also allow you, by showing you who you interact with the least, it can also allow you to maybe think, oh, yeah, maybe I should reach out more to them. Oh, so there is an upside to it. But watch for Instagram to be making that change soon. So, all right, there you go. Not bad. Not bad, Gizmo.
That's cool.
What do you got going this weekend? What's happening this coming weekend?
I don't know. I don't have anything planned yet. I actually plan another Florida trip for the beginning of next year, so that's cool.
That guy's traveling more.
He's planned yet.
You should come up to the Buzz Halloween party coming up on Friday night. You should come
with us. Actually, that sounds fun.
You can wear that cow uniform that you wore at the roast.
I still have that.
Okay.
All I want you to do is to walk out on stage, give Greg the finger, and then you leave.
All right. Now that you have been saving all this money living at home, you can buy a ticket at morningbuzz.com and come on up to the Halloween party.
And let me also say to you, Gizmo, since you buy everything online, you are an Amazon.com addict, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
What's the last thing you bought?
I actually just came yesterday. I bought toothbrush heads.
Okay.
I couldn't find them at the store. I have. Like,
you didn't even look at the store.
Did you?
You didn't even look
store?
At the store. You
I
liar!
Did. I did not actually.
Yeah, I can tell when you're lying.
They don't keep the toothbrushes in the Doritos section.
Yeah, if you go to
he orders his Doritos online too.
You should go to smile.amazon.com, Gizmo, because if you go to smile.amazon.com, that's the arm of Amazon that makes charitable donations. And it's the same as Amazon. All the same products are featured, but you go to smile.amazon.com, and then it asks you, what charity do you want to donate to? And if you write Lend a Helping Can, and then INC, Incorporated, Lend a Helping Can, Inc., you'll see it, you click on it, you select it, and Amazon will make a donation to Lend a Helping Can every time you buy anything.
Do you know how much money we'll make off this guy?
Yeah. So
you're going to get a lot.
Well, I mean, if you
sign up today,
if you would do that, we would be greatly appreciated.
All right.
You know, you could help feed people, that families in need throughout the state and in New England, so it's very cool. And if people listening will have questions, you can go to the Buzz Facebook page. I posted the link and stuff there last night, so go check it out.
It doesn't show you what I bought, right?
Nope, we just get the
check. So we will not be upset if you buy the fleshlight.
No, no, you buy whatever you want. We don't see it. Nobody
all
sees
right.
it. And it doesn't cost
you're a pervert.
You, it doesn't cost you anything extra with what you buy. Amazon makes a contribution aside from your purchases. But anyway, if you do it, you'd be making a difference in people's lives. So that's a cool thing to do right there.
That's really cool.
All right, buddy. Well, good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you guys.
Hope you enjoy the weekend. Hope we see you at the Halloween bash.
Behave yourself.
All right?
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Gizmo. You can email Gizmo any app suggestions at gizmothewebguy@gmail.com. All right, gizmothewebguy@gmail.com.